here in Simon Yud Beis, in the last of Yud Beis, speaks about Koifin B'nai Erz, Zezel Livnois Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, Ve'liknois Sfarim Lomoy B'hem. There's three things here. You're Koifin each other to build a Beis HaKnesses, Beis Medrash, and to buy Sfarim to learn from them. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Nun Sif Aleph brings this halacha down about a Beis HaKnesses, and it's also brought down in Choshen Mishpat in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel Sevalf. Over there, it says more than just that we're kaifin for building a Beis HaKnesses, but we're kaifin to buy a Sefer Torah, Nevi'im Ksuvim, and Rama adds, V'odin l'chol tzarchei tziba, l'chotarchei air, for all other tzrachim of the air, and Rama continues over there with a list of different tzrachim that the air needs. The Stechemet brings down a machlaikis hapaiskim if building a Beis HaKnesses is included in the mitzvah's assay of asuli mikdash. There are those places that hold that when you build a Beis HaKnesses, you become kaim the mitzvah's assay of asuli mikdash. The Mishnah Berurah begins Simen Kuf Nun with the Lashon of the Rambam and Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that Kamakim Sheish Ba Yud Mi Yisrael. There is a mashmais over here that there are those that are medaik. That the Rambam is saying, dafka when there's yud, when there's 10 people in the city, that's when it falls onto them, this chiyuv, to prepare for themselves a bayis, which is a place for everyone to come to daven, and that's what's called a Beis HaKnesses. That's the chiyuv begins when there's asara. Nowadays, and if it's stuck a mishpah from Yaakov Blay in Perek Gimel, over there, he discusses whether nowadays we could be kaifa or not. And he does say over there that nowadays we can't be kaifa, but he speaks out that it's not a patur for yechidim to say that therefore I'm patur. It's still a responsibility on everyone in the city, every yachid, to make sure that they're being shtatif and they're doing what they could in order to build this Beis HaKnesses. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkatan Beis that if they do not have the koyach, the power to be able to pull off to build a Beis HaKnesses, so their chiyuv goes down to renting a place, which is miyuchid for tefillah, to rent, and it's also brought down like that in the Kaf HaChaim, that they have to rent a place. The Kaf HaChaim adds, if I remember correctly, he adds that if there's no place to rent, then someone should offer their house to make the minyan in the house. The Aruch HaShulchan says something interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Venerali says, even if there is a makam to daven with a minyan, because they're renting, but if the matzav is moira, should be choltam, live nice basic necessities, they're already renting a place, but they could afford and they have the ability to build. So again, they could force each other to build. He says, Avo, but then he says, Avo kishyesh lem Beis HaKnesses echad. But when they have one Beis HaKnesses, then one cannot be koyf another one to build another Beis HaKnesses, even if in the first one is narrow and squishy, because each person could say, this Beis HaKnesses is enough for me. So you can't force someone to build a bigger Beis HaKnesses. I say this is interesting because if you look at the Magen Avraham says that Hama'akev Livnei's Beis HaKnesses, if someone holds back from helping to build a Beis HaKnesses, Afiliyesh Beis HaKnesses Acheres Be'er, meaning they're building a second Beis HaKnesses, Meinei HaRabim Lassis Mitzvah, it's a Rivash, he's quoting a Truvas Rivash, that's considered like being Meinei the Rabim from doing a Mitzvah. It's not clear. I mean, maybe the main Mokvram is talking about where there's a need for another Beis HaKnesses because there's not enough room in the first one. But it sounds like even if there is room in the first one, if there's whatever reason they're building a second one, then it might be a Meinei Rabim Lasis Mitzvah. The Maisa people feel squished. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Magen Avraham B'Shem, the Rivash. And the Ravash says another Kinesh over here. The Ravash says as follows. He says, if you're ma'akev to build the Beis HaKnesses, even if there is another one, is Menehu Rab Melasis Mitzvah, Umasik Sham, then my basic nesses machiloisim, if the basic nesses could hold them, as adaraba surimli parate. You should not separate. There shouldn't be a split off. There's an issa to split off. He brings the tshuvas to Radvaz, where the Radvaz was Meirachan these dinim, and at the end the Radvaz says that this is when everyone's b'leiv echad, and it's oyla yafa, everyone's taka, one happy joint shul. So to make a split off for no reason, you should not do that. But if cholak libam, if there's taka a machlekes over there, doesn't, I'm assuming it doesn't have to be a machlekes for something bad. Could even a community told me that they had a split because there are some that are more into avodas hamidus and they wanted to have a rub that's more working with them on their avodas Hashem, and the other half of the shul felt no, we want more of a rub that will be able to give us the lumdus of the sugyas. So that's a good split, I guess. So that's a split where each one, and not to get into machlekesim through this. But again, there's a need in whether you could split or not split. And that's why I just found some other tshuvas here. And there's tshuvas Mishnas Yosef from Rav Yosef Lieberman, the Rav of Sadigor in Yerushalayim, and the Ksef Seifa. They talk about this rivash, that when is it, what type of machlekes, when is it that it's allowed to split off and make another shul, but just it's time to split off is not the proper thing. If someone wants to build a basic knesset in his own home, if the truth is he wants to build a basic knesset in his own home, in the case where there is no other place for a basic knesset or there's a need for another basic knesset to build one in his house, so could the neighbors say, could they demonstrate against it? Could they say they don't want it? Could they go against it? So this is really Tali in a Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, where there's a discussion over there of a Rebbe teaching Talmidim. The neighbors can't stop him. But if you take a look and say, but Stoka Mishpah from Rebbe and Perkin Aleph, hey, there are many pratim to this halacha. And therefore, before one forces a shul onto his neighbors, it could depend if it's the people in the building that are going to be dining there, or it's outsiders coming to daven. If you're building a shul in a building, we'll get to this later on, then the people living on top may not be able to use their apartment for everything they would like to use it for the different things, the discussion about the bedroom being on top of the Aron HaKadosh. So our kopanim, that also comes into discussion. What's going to be the effect of having the shul over there? Who came first? The shul came first, or the apartment came first? So that has to be dealt with in its own way. This is all basic nestis, a basic medrash. As we saw, the kitzur brought that also that one should help out in building a basic medrash, where the bir halacha. In the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun, he brings down that he says, "Huad upasha duadim ein makam natsiba lumoid kigon shebasic nesses who dachuk lizeh." It's not as if the basic nesses that's built already is open for also being a base medrash that people could learn this, and then lavdafka could you force others to build a base medrash besides the basic nesses? But if the basic nesses is not set up for this, or for whatever reason, they can't learn in the basic nesses, so then you could force them to build a base medrash. There's a tshuva from Shevet Alevi over here that he's talking about in this tshuva. He also brings down that Gemara of Basra with the Takanas Rav Yehuda. I forgot who it is. Reb Ben Gamla, that he was just talking, they should say that Milam de Tinoikis in every Medina in every city. And he goes on in the Truva, he also talks about this Indian of building a base at Knesset, a base medrash. So there's a need for a base medrash also in each city. Then we have Sfarim Lomoid. So the Sma.
Only
Kosh, yeah.
Rebbe, only one. In other words, the minimum is one. But what about, you know, every nusach? You know, is that can somebody tie now? Oh, we already have, you know, the nusach Ari one, or we already have, you know, this type of base medrash.
So that gets a little more complicated. Why do I say that? Because it used to be that it's still like that in certain places in Europe. Not that many, but still remain certain cities like that. That there's the Rav of the city, there's the Nusach of the city, and there's the Minhagim of the city. That's where it was. And therefore the halacha was, Kaifin says that to build a shul, one shul, which was the main shul in the city, and that's where everyone davened, with the Nusach of the city. Nowadays, Bechlal, you don't have such a musik. And that's part of the reason why it's hard. That's part of the reason why we say nowadays you can't really be kaif and zezet to build a base knesses, because each person has a different nosach, a different shul. They belong to different communities. But still, part of the crisis, and that's what you'll see in different communities that are building themselves up, they'll build a main shul, and in the shul, there'll be an Ashkenaz minion, there'll be a Sephard minion. Part of that achrayis is to shtel to the groups that are there, not just because you want their money, but also as a shul, as a center, right? This halacha is also weird to build a shul. The shul has to be built on the highest point. I remember when Kiryat Sefer was building, so I remember someone pointing it out to me that they went to figure out where's the highest point of Kiryat Sefer. At that time, there was one shul, so it was built. Now there's shuls, five shuls on each block, Baruch Hashem. But they picked the on top of the mountain. You had to climb up there. But in that one shul, it was the center for everyone. So back to your question, I guess each group, if there's a Temani group, so they have to build a shul for themselves. That's their kehillah. If they have a kehillah, if the Americans have their kehillah, they have to build a shul for themselves. There's achrayis to each kehillah to build a shul for themselves. Then the third thing we had over here was Svarim Lomait. So the Sma in Chosh Mishma and the Halach over there in Kuf Samach Gimel, he tells us that the Didan, that Svarim HaMetsuyim Beineinu, Le'noigim Lichfois B'kniyah Svarim, Kiyim B'Sefer Torah. We only force people to chip in if there's no Sefer Torah. Mikomokim Shem Bittul Torah Yichan Bezden Lachof Le'bnei Eil HaHashel Svarim Lomait Bein. He says, since everyone has so many Svarim in their house, so people could borrow someone else's sefer. So you don't have to go to the shul to learn. So therefore, Beis Din could be capable to lend out their svarim for other people to use. The Magen Avraham, brings down that says the purpose is so people nearly the dafke be mehem shlanit and lichtev rak teir and vim chsuvim. You have to also buy gemaras, svarim, common svarim that people use. The Aruch HaShulchan also speaks about what type of svarim we're talking about over here that we force people to buy. The shul should have. He says over here that nowadays the svarim are printed, so we're not koyfim on neviim kesuvim. Because it's written, they're printed. But he says over here, he says, the kaifun liknei sifrei defusam achrochem kemai tznach, with Pirush Rashi, Mishnayas, Shas, Tor, Rambam, Arbis Shulchan Aruch, the four chalakim Shulchan Aruch, that someone who wants to learn from them, he'll have what to learn from them. That's part of the chiyuv. If Moshe also discusses this in a tshuva, Moshe talks about taking sperm shleiber shus from the shul, shein shamisha yilmud ba'avinsin rab. It's a shul which is empty, and he speaks about the get of the sperm of the shul. One of the questions that came up recently, I'll just end off with the das tayr b'shem the sefer chasidim. The sefer chasidim says Reuven sheish le sperm limkar, the chafetz Shimon v'achiv l'knoisan. Reuven wants to sell, Shimon wants to buy it. The Shimon ain't a mashal svar of lulamid bim. He doesn't lend it out. Beish echad mashal, but someone else mutu sheyimka svarim to the stranger, not to your brother, who will lend it out to other people. The question that came up, maybe we'll speak about it a little tomorrow because I'm looking, I have to look into it, in Pennsylvania, my center. So the building that they want to use for the Beis HaKnesses was a chapel.
Campus.
On the campus, the building for the Beis HaKnesses was a chapel where they used it for services. And there's a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. You can't just build a Beis HaKnesses wherever you want in any place. So the question is, can we use that chapel for making it a Beis HaKnesses? There's when you walk in there, there's a big, there's words up on the front that says, the word of the Lord lasts forever. So we have to, so part of the Eitzah is, as we'll see, is that you have to make it that it doesn't look like a chapel, doesn't look like a service place. So we have to cover it. So Reb Stenter wants to cover it with the pasuk la'olam, la'olam dvarcha nitzav, what's the pasuk there? Akopanim. So maybe we'll speak about that a little tomorrow before we go on to the next simin, which is Dine Kedushas Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. And then we'll get back to the more halachas of tefillah.
Well, like, Rebbe, is there a difference between if it's non-denominational, in other words, when it has all different types of versus
In other words, a multi-service room, it's called?
Yeah, they have that.
Room, right? Yeah, whatever. It definitely makes a difference because, and that's part of the cheshbon here also. It was part of the cheshbon that I took into cheshbon then. It was a place just where they did graduations. They didn't just use it for services strictly. That's where the graduations were. And they used it just for, I don't know how religiously they were about using it. They just had to have it on the campus.
Do you have afterwards. To give tzedakah to a different Ada if they want to make a shul? If they have the right to build a shul for their Ada, and they come over to you as an Ashkenaz, and you already have your shul, and they're asking for a building donation, not Svaram or Tzarech.
Right.
Would you al Tzarechi Ha'ir have to give them, or you're ready, I'm set, you could say to them, no, it's not to get to me, I don't need to get involved.
I think out the din of kaifin, you will not have to, but out the chreis that in the city there should be shuls for everyone to daven, you would. Avraham Chaim's right. Staten Island was a monastery, and the whole building is a cross, and in the building is also indentations in the wall where they had the idols or statues, whatever you call it. And they made the basement into a basement.
Isn't there a stira mason too?
Yeah.
Isn't there like a stira?
That what?
He said that he says that it's mutter to go in, but he wouldn't go in until after they took the crosses out.
That's the story. The Ramesh went down there to check the building out, but he couldn't walk in there. He said it echoed him so much that he couldn't do it. Right? Where did we read that? I just read that story somewhere. In the new Sefer that came out on Rav Moshe. Yeah.
But what is that a Messer? Which new Sefer, Rabbi?
There's a two volume Sefer, three volume that one the Bachram bought me called. What's the name of the Sefer on Rav Moshe with all the stories on Rav Moshe that Avi sent bought me? What's it called? Kana Yitzi? What's the name of that Sefer on Rav Moshe? I don't remember. Did read my show.
In this item, what's going to be afterwards, though? In other words,
I spoke to the people that bought the place. They're planning on using it as a shul also.
What was that?
The people that bought the place that are planning on building it up, they're going to be using it as a shul also.
We're trying to revert back. It's not. There's not.
And number two, we always make our shuls out tonight. So that also helps.
What's if it's kaifen, can you use meiser money?
It's a good nafka minim, meaning if it's taka kaifen as a tax, then you probably can't. But like a sort of blay, he doesn't explain exactly, but like according to Maramak, he brings down that it's manenu and not kaifen.
Why not?
He doesn't explain why. I'm assuming he means because, I mean, this is my guess. Because kaifen means that everyone in the city is, it's like one group, a cry for one thing. But I'm not sure. I shouldn't guess. I don't know. I don't know. Look over there in Paragim. What I tell you, the Maramakim, I put on the Maramakim.
And who decides what svarim are needed and if a shul is needed? Another shul or something like that?
Again, you need to, what our shulchan did was he just listed the very basic svarim. I think it depends on the type of shul.
Article Shas.
Our shul is mainly a Shabbos shul. So I think the basic svarim on Chumash, if people want to look up a vart, is more, or Shabbos afternoon, people learn the basic svarim. So that's more negev for the shul to have than in a different shul where they have a kailul in the shul, or there's more, right, there's a kailul in the shul where over there they need
topo.
Right. So whether we need the Chedusha Bar Leva, the Chedusha Ruvain, is Mestama not on that same target as a place where they...
What about English Svarim? Also, Rebbe, if the community is a community that needs English Svarim, and that would also...
I understand. It goes, right.
But is that something, and in terms of Meister money, that's also the same Gedarim? In other words, how do you enter that?
Because what's together? The Meister, we use Meister money for donating sperm, but a tenai I always tell the people is before you use your Meister money to donate a sefer to a shul, make sure it's a sefer that the shul needs. Not because you enjoy reading that sefer, so therefore you're going to donate it to the shul. Your Meister money doesn't go for that.
Why not?
Because the shul is not chayv to have such a sefer. And Meister money belongs, but etzem starts off with aniyim. So if you right, we're not mechayiv to do to aniyim because it's minig. But you have to keep that in mind. It's not just a free fall to buy anything.
But needs is a strong word. Needs is a strong word. In other words,
They'll use it.
They'll use it and they'll beat it up.
What about, and who decides? I mean, the rav gets to decide what his kehila needs more.
Either the rav or the anshei tivei ha'ir, the people that are in charge that know the kehila.
Okay. What about?
Telling, obviously, what sefer do you want the shul to get?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't have it in my sleeve. Wow. No, I want to know. It's very negaya. People should buy three shasim or an article shas. The article shas will probably be used more in a lot of shuls, but it's 3-4 times the price of regular shas. Right.
Mesifta, Safa Brura.
Same thing, whatever. Okay. Same thing. Every shul has that machlokes, which they should do. But the Maisa, it's a lot more expensive.
Right.
Aitra Chachma for the shul also, Rabbi? Is that also in this?
The Shabbos shul or a weekday shul? I don't think we're holding by that. That shuls need that. The nice service if someone wants to donate it, but that a shul should have to have it. Maybe.
But that's something that somebody could do for nicer money if somebody wanted to give Aitra Chachma to a shul.
I think it would depend what the situation is.
If it's a place that they mamish would be, in other words, if there's people talking all the time.
People can't afford it. People, yeah, you can't just spend money on whatever you feel like. Even mitzvahs, some sefer is not happy with. Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day.